Shoe shine, or fixing the feline workout, shuffle dancing at the gym and the achy feet. Feline workout is my informal name for a workout program that I have been developing, which is to say, making loads of little programs for, so that I can automate the process of creating a 10-week long introduction and then a steady yearly workout program. Aside from being friendly and effective, its most amazing, perhaps breathtaking feature is the tail. All participants are utterly required, no exceptions, especially medical exceptions, to wear a beautiful, prominent tail during the workout. This is just a way to know who is who and why they are at the gym. And, you know, give the gym a light dusting to the staff's merriment. The two primary moves are executed with dumbbells in hands, but they are the couch scratch and the doe kneed. Purring is also involved and taught during the introduction class, but I am still working on exactly why that is needed. But my workout has a real problem, or rather, most gyms do not have dance-friendly floors. Gyms prefer rubber flooring, which has extreme traction when combined with rubber shoes. My tried and tested transformative workout is 2 to 3 hours long, and that makes for some achy feet. As a side note, the workout relies on dance trance, so the 3 hours pass really quickly. From the gym's perspective, rubber flooring is perfect. Let me tell you, every couple of years, a 5 to 10 pound dumbbell just falls out of my hands, out of sheer clumsiness, just rolls out as I watch it in slow motion, unable to stop myself from making bunch of noise. Multiply that by all the members with butterfingers, and rubber flooring is just the perfect solution. But dancing on a rubber floor is not good. Even if you get the perfect shoe, it will make your feet tired, especially after a few years. This weekend, I finally sat down to search for dance shoes, not really knowing what to expect. Now, dance shoes are for hardwood floors, not rubber ones, and they use patches of suede, a fuzzy leather, to cause the necessary traction. And according to my research, you have to brush the leather, which I think is very funny. I then did a search for suede patches and discovered stick-on versions that will work for any shoe, which gave me the simple idea of gluing different types of hard plastics to my shoes to find something that is friendly for a worn-out rubber floor at the gym. I now own 2 for-rent signs that I bought at a discount store for $1. And they will make for a fine first test, as soon as I figure out how to glue them reliably. Right before I closed the window, I also noticed another kind of product. My whole life is actually peppered with events just like these, where as the window is closing, I discover a product I already once made. A thing that I was immediately told to never, ever, ever do again and forbidden from even thinking about it. last week even. Even though it was a magnificent failure, I was seriously, rigorously, scientifically, reproducibly testing wearing shiny black underwear over my red singlet for reasons I'm unwilling to describe. And I remember my grandma explained to me that only superheroes wear underpants on the outside. Fine. This entire dance workout that made me healthy, that can transform people and give them extra 50 years of life, is just all about fidgeting to music. Also something that is strictly and immediately forbidden. At the very least, for 40 years or so, until the fidget in question inflates like a plumpkin and gets a gym membership. And you know, I frequently do the train, meaning I won't stop if someone gets in my way, another thing forbidden in our youth. Though most people avoid the dancing guy at the gym, especially when he's doing the train with a large bushy tail on. And such is this event right here. For what has caught my attention in that split second is yet another forbidden invention, another forbidden act. The act of putting socks over your shoes. I swiftly scrambled downstairs to grab my now enormous woolen socks that expanded due to jogging, dancing, and frequent washing, and pulled them over five-toe shoes, the silly ones that look like a rubber foot from the bottom. These had the most extreme traction of all my shoes, and now became as slippery as a silly sock. I have no rubber surface to test them on, but they slide on carpets, and enough so to just kill. It is unknown if they will work on a rubber surface, or if they even last 3 hours. But this is a good format. A shoe sock that in another configuration could have a surface attached to the bottom, such as my shiny rent signs, is a great mechanism to temporarily change the sole of a shoe. Those socks really hug the shoes, the outside of the shoe. They are perfectly attached, just as firmly as the actual sole of the shoe. The rubber flooring at the gym is likely recycled tire rubber, but its surface has also been worn and altered by some cleaning. So it's not really rubber, and there is no such thing as just rubber. You just have to run your tests one by one. It also occurred to me to get spray-on polyurethane and test acrylic soles as well. But that's a lot more complicated than just putting on an old sock. The sock approach really makes testing various materials possible. Without it, you have to keep sanding down the bottom of your shoe for a reset. And if you use shoe glue, you only really get one test per pair of shoes, and that's just ridiculous. Finally, if you dance at the gym, please get some old socks and put them over your shoes to increase friction. Take good care of your feet. Don't worry how that looks. Your health is more important than anything anybody thinks about your socks. And you know, if you have a gym that has dance-friendly flooring, a good pair of shoe socks will grant you the power to slide right freaking across it. which at least in my book, is a social accomplishment, and a bonus if you wear a tail and purr the whole way.